Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jody Campeachy, talking about crop insurance for your pastures, right after this.
When long-haul, high-risk cattle arrive, for many it's a march toward bovine respiratory disease. Bacteria are taking hold. The infection is starting. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD control. It's time for new prescription Zactran. In field trials, Zactran controlled BRD in most high-risk cattle for the 10-day study. Now your new arrivals can breathe easier, and so can you. Stop worrying about whether they're going to break. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for 10-day BRD control and treatment. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Beef Magazine or call 888-MARY-01 for full prescribing information.
Crop insurance for your pasture and hayland. It's called the Pasture Rangeland Forage Insurance Program, or PRF for short. It's a pilot federal crop insurance program that provides insurance protection for perennial forage produced for grazing or harvested for hay. OSU ag economist Dr. Jody Campeachy has been talking about this with a lot of producers, and she says not a lot of folks know about it, but it looks like it might really work for Oklahoma producers.
Okay, so the Pasture Rangeland and Forage Insurance Program is actually a relatively new program in Oklahoma. It's been around a few years, but what I've been seeing is that a lot of producers don't know about it. You have to sign up through an actual crop insurance agent, and you can insure your acreage, forage acres, for haying and grazing. The premiums are higher, obviously, if you're insuring hay acres, but the indemnities are also a lot higher. There's a decision tool on the RMA website that producers can actually go to and look at what would happen if they enrolled in the program anytime between 1948 to the middle part of 2012. The data is there. They can make all their decisions and pretty much look at what it would look like, what their payment would look like, what their premium would look like in any of those years. They still have to go to a local crop insurance agent to actually obtain coverage. But on the numbers that I've ran for 2011, you know, most of the time periods, the producers actually select at least two-month time periods of when rain is most important to their operation. Mm-hmm. And for the numbers that I ran, it paid off, you know, every time, because we've been in a drought situation. Now, this program is only based on a rainfall index. So producers don't turn in production records. It's the easiest insurance product they'll ever enroll in.
Quite a concept, insuring how much it'll rain on your pasture land.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of producers really need to look at this program this year. The deadline to sign up is November 15th. So I highly encourage any producers to just check it out.
As for how much it'll cost and how much you might get if it doesn't rain.
For some examples that I've ran with maybe just a producer who has 100 acres, insures a couple of time intervals in 2011, the premium paid by the producer would be somewhere between $80 and $100. The payout would be about $500. Part of the premium is paid by the government. Now for hay, obviously the premium's going to be higher. The scenarios I ran for the same, you know, about 100-acre farm, a producer would pay a premium somewhere between about $1,100 and $1,300. Payout would be somewhere around $7,000 to $8,000.
And Dr. Campeachy says you can go out, you can look at your historical rainfall patterns, choose a time period or two that's especially critical for your pasture development for any given year. And that's the time that you would probably want to actually try to ensure the amount of rainfall that you would be getting as far as your pasture is concerned.
Well, when they sign up, they'll actually go in and choose the time periods that they're going to insure. So I would suggest anyone to go out to the Acre tool, and there's actually a fact sheet located on the OSU newsletter website, and go out to the tool and just run some numbers for yourself and see what the options look like and see what it would look like, especially in 2011 and the first part of 2012 where the numbers are available on, you know, kind of which time periods you think would be best. And, you know, you can look at the historical rainfall, compare that to, you compare it to your rainfall. But one thing to keep in mind is that it's not based on rainfall on a producer's particular farm. It's on a 12 by 12 mile grid. The grid doesn't follow county or township lines. and the rainfall in that grid is what determines if you get a payment. So a producer could get less rain than the total grid and not get a payment.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, that gives them the opportunity to choose, for example, a period that would be critical for growth of that particular pasture, that forage you're trying to produce.
Yes, they can choose. They can choose any periods that they want. Now, they can't insure back-to-back periods. So, for example, how it works on the decision tool, and they'll see, say you have the May-June and then June-July period. You couldn't pick both the May-June and June-July because you're double insuring June. So you have to pick, you know, alternate periods. And you can only insure up to 60% of the total acreage in one period. So you can't just pick one 2-month time period and put all your acreage into that interval. You have to at least split it up into two.
Dr. Jody Campici of OSU, as Jody indicates, check with that local crop insurance agent in your area. They can give you a few more details. You do need to make a commitment on this by the 15th of November, but it looks like something that, at least for a pasture, pretty inexpensive way to basically give you some protection against dry weather in 2013. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.